Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you. It's now time to talk Riverside boys basketball with head coach Tyler Herbster. Riverside off to a 2-0 start this year. Had a solid win over Troy last week, 46-43 on Friday. And then Tuesday night, a 61-35 victory over Donovan West on the road. So, coach, two pretty solid wins overall. I mean, you look at Troy, they're ranked in 1A. And then Donovan West, they brought back quite a bit from last year. So, what have just been your thoughts on these first two wins?
Yeah, you know, in the game opener versus Troy, I kind of just wanted our kids to try to be as sharp as possible and not be sloppy and not have a bunch of turnovers. And honestly, through the first two games, you know, holding the two opponents, you know, an average of 39 points per game, I'm pretty happy with that. But we seem to be winning a lot of battles on the court. It seemed like Troy, if there's a 50-50 ball, we seem to come up with that. I think we won the offensive boards. We won, I think we shot, you know, 13 for 20 out from the free throw line. So we shot a lot more free throws than them and had a little bit less turnovers. So I was pretty pleased the way the Troy game went, especially not really knowing what to expect in that first game. We didn't shoot a ton of threes, which I was pretty happy about. And we just kept attacking the rim and made a lot of 2-point baskets off the block. And then last night, you know, D-West kind of showed us some zones, showed us some man, so we got to work on some man sets. We got to work on our zone offense. So I thought that helped us out a little bit, too, to prepare for the rest of the season.
And you look at it, too, you've had several different guys step up here in the first couple of games. You've had a pretty good mix of guys scoring. Is that exactly how you expected things to go here early on, with different guys stepping up?
Honestly, like, so we had you know, two different leading scorers. The first game, Todrick Duncan scored 18 for us and didn't score as much the second game. And same thing, Nehemiah Bird had 19 points last night. Percy Duncan, he's had 9 and 16, so he's averaging 12 points per game right there. And so if he can continue just to provide a little bit of scoring for us in that sense, then that will help Nehemiah and Todrick out. And then Kobe Davis has been solid. I don't know if he's sat out a single minute of any game so far this year, and he's scoring 8.5 points. And honestly, he's got such a high motor, and he's never tired. So it's kind of nice that we don't have to substitute for him out of the game, because he's a senior that we need in there as much as possible.
And you look ahead here to Friday, you got Royal Valley coming to town. Royal Valley, obviously one of the top-ranked teams in the state in Clash 3A, off to a good start here this season as well. So what do you look at here with Royal Valley coming up on Friday?
You know, I'm probably just going to start diving into that game this morning, and I think Wednesday's practice, we'll try to just get up and down and get our legs back under us and really prepare Thursday's practice for them. For some reason, the last few years, every year we just played them about as tough as anyone has. I think the one year they went 19-1, we were the only team that got them, and I don't know, for whatever reason, I don't have to give our kids very much motivational speak to get pumped up to play a Royal Valley team. And when they're playing with energy and excitement within themselves, it seems to work out well for us on the court. So I'm kind of hoping that they do that same thing come Friday.
Well, Coach, congratulations on these two wins to start the year and the 2-0 start. Good luck against Royal Valley on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Johnny.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Again, Tyler Herbster, head coach of the Riverside Boys, joining us on our locker room chats that are brought to you by the Euler Law and Euler Dentist Office on FM 103.9 KNZA.